The Texas Rangers became very well known in the Midwest and nationwide, starring in their own radio show and appearing in films with cowboy stars like Gene Autry, Smiley Burnett, and Johnny Mack Brown. But Ryan Ellett says the group got its start at KMBC in Kansas City.
They were staff musicians, but also at that time when you got into radio, it was a new industry. You kind of did everything. You did the technical work. They did announcing. You had to sell time to advertisers, and you had to get out on the road and promote yourself. And the Texas Rangers just happened to click with listeners.
Their show was heard throughout the Midwest and with KMBC's powerful signal far into the western states.
KMBC joined the CBS network in the very late 20s. They were one of the earlier affiliates, and I think they were the westernmost affiliate for that network. Colorado down into Oklahoma and Texas. Any station from Kansas City was kind of the outpost there for decent radio reception for quite some time.
Howdy, folks. This is Lou Crosby speaking. The Texas Rangers and I have been waiting for you, so come on in and sit down. I think you'll find chairs enough. Comfortable? Fine.
The Texas Rangers specialized in the Western sound because that's what their listeners wanted to hear, but they mixed in a number of other influences as well.
If you look through their catalog of recordings, they just covered everything from your typical hillbilly tunes to some basic swing standards. One of the members was a classically trained violinist. One of the members led a swing orchestra. None of them were from Texas, and none of them necessarily had that hillbilly Western music background. So their sound certainly was an organic outgrowth of all these musical traditions coming together.
This first little ditty they have for you started as an argument yesterday. Trying to make up their minds what to sing, Herbie Kertoska held out for a good old cowboy tune, and the rest of the boys wanted to show how modern they are. Well, here's the result. Hey, Tenderfoot, give them the downbeat, will you? For we want to sing.
We want to sing. What'll we sing? A western rhythm, corny song, or just a lullaby?
And while their radio show became extremely popular in the days before television, the band realized that to reach an even larger national audience, they'd have to leave Kansas City and head for the coast.
In 1939, the members of the band relocated to the Los Angeles area, really trying to sell themselves in Hollywood as those Western singing films were really starting to take off. Gene Autry and Roy Rogers. And they did a number of films with Gene Autry.
Oh, let's forget the whole darn thing is worth the trouble. If we all sit tight, we'll be here all night, cause we want to sing in rhythm.
I want to sing in Western.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Although this music is clearly of another time, for Ryan Ellett, it's simply great music and a lot of fun. And Ellett says he wants to spread the word about this exceptional group of musicians and their music that has largely been forgotten.
I just want people from the area to realize that we had a band come out of this area, and they were one of the more prominent Western bands of their era. They have hundreds of recordings still exist, but they were all transcriptions recorded for radio play. They weren't released in stores, and so there's not much of a commercial legacy that's been passed down, and so they were just so quickly forgotten. And yet, you know, for 20 years, 25 years, a band from Kansas City was really one of the premier Western bands. And let's celebrate that legacy.
Ryan Ellett's book, co-written with Kevin Coffey, is titled The Texas Rangers, Two Decades of Radio, Film, Television, and Stage. The National Cowboy Poetry and Music Festival continues all week in Elko, Nevada. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Tom Parkinson.
Well, I guess our evening sing's all over, folks. Oh, what was that? Yes, whether in Hollywood or singing for millions of people on the radio or right in the range, miles from anyone, the Texas Rangers are as fine a bunch of boys as ever blended music to please a man. Good night, boys. Sun up and the trail again.